The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody.
Who the hell was that?
I like that.
Was he British?
That's
Australian?
That's down east Maine, but nice try.
Down east Maine.
What's that?
That's down on the coast of Maine now.
Down east Maine. Oh, yeah. Maine, the state. I thought you meant like Main Street. I was like, what? Why do they have their own accents?
That's such an acute.
By the Jesus, don't you know what's going on?
It was very interesting. I was like, what the hell
this
is going
me.
On?
Yeah.
Well, you were the one who was complaining that Sam was we had Sam doing stuff and Sam.
Was I complaining about
you
that?
You made comment at least.
Yeah,
I made. I made a comment. I don't think it was a complaining comment. I think it was an observation, and I did not state an opinion yet because I wasn't sure how I felt about it. I might have complained.
Yeah, that's entirely possible.
Well, it's a new year, a new intro.
That's
I think it's
that
fitting.
Makes more sense to me.
We'll go with that.
It's true. Coming up on the show today, Kareem will be joining us in a little bit. He texted me that he is running late. There's a dude in Oregon who's been arrested. He's weird. We'll have all the details.
Those are both like really common things in Oregon. Like
all the details on that. That's a terrible tease, isn't it?
That was horrible.
And a naked woman in a chimney.
Yeah,
that I might pay attention to.
Plus Marilyn Monroe's resolutions for 1955.
Oh,
we're gonna try and adopt them all for ourselves.
Okay.
We'll divvy them up, and the man with two penises speaks out.
This is real life.
It's real stuff. But first, we're back from the holidays. Everybody back from the pre-recorded shows. It was a little bit crazy with everybody and stuff mixed up. There was this music show with just me, and there was the show where Kareem, who... by the way, I have this... Here's what happened on this show with Kareem. We started to record, and then... Oh, that wasn't loud enough. Hold on. This is what happened.
Is that the whip cracking?
Yeah, it is. I don't know why it's so soft.
Why did you... Why is there a whip cracking?
Oh, I know.
Perhaps
why it's so
I
soft.
Tweaked the knob.
There we no. It's wrong knob. Here we go. Yeah, that's what happened. He had to go pick up his girlfriend at the airport.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's right. The pussy
like,
whip.
Hey, I got to leave because I got to go pick up my girlfriend at the airport. I just got the alert. There.
Yeah.
Oh,
so Sam and I did two shows. And then the last time we recorded, I'm sitting here and I'm waiting. And I text Sam. I go, hey, man, what's up? Where are you? And he calls me back, and he's like, you're going to hate me. And I go, yeah?
Yeah, probably.
He goes, I'm almost to Vacaville. And for those of you who don't know the Northern California layout.
The fuck?
He's
45 minutes away and driving in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Why were you...
Well, you know.
Where's the whip sound? Was that
my
why?
My sister was in town, and I totally blanked. I was thinking... That's the sister whip. Let's get this straight. That has nothing to do with any genitalia.
No. And how was it?
Aw, ew.
Sweet and tender.
That's not, aw.
So, by the way, if you have not caught the show that dropped on January 2nd, it is, it's Kareem in rare form. He
Ooh.
Was... fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you did
That's
tell me.
That's not a rare form.
Oh, no.
He was
no,
hilarious.
No. He's always funny, but he's usually, he's got a serious bent
uh-huh,
about him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was a very much a let loose sort
of. Did you get him drunk?
Loose cannon.
No, it was fantastic. We just had some fantastically awesome stories.
That's so good.
So, yeah, if you, there was from the shows that dropped the 26th and the 2nd were the ones with just Kareem and I, so. Those were very interesting shows. So if you haven't caught up from the holidays, go ahead and catch up. So, hopefully people enjoyed the Christmas music show. How were your holidays, Sam? How were your
Well, every single one of the holidays was spectacular in its own way,
including your birthday,
including my birthday, which was yesterday, and you know, most of it was spent with family. which is good for me. A lot of people hate their family and are at war with their loved ones. Does that make sense?
What?
This is America.
Especially after all like the holiday stuff where you're supposed to spend time with your family. You're like, oh, my birthday, it's right after. I want to spend time with my loved ones.
Yeah.
Because I'm not at war with them.
Well, I'm at peace.
And Sam's a twin, so he and his brother, they had their big birthday combo celebration. Yeah.
There was a reason we celebrated our half birthday on the 4th of July, because my mom and dad had no money to buy two sons a birthday present after Christmas.
So yeah. Which one did they pick, like, to celebrate the July one, and which one did they
pick? Well, we would get, like, a cake and a small gift on our real birthday, and then come 4th of July, we might get a big old bicycle or perhaps a PlayStation.
Nice.
You know, the good gifts.
And it's America's birthday, too, so yeah. It is just like a magical day for y'all.
It's quite spectacular.
Fireworks, the blow your hands off.
Just for me.
What, let me ask you this. What was the best gift you gave somebody?
The best gift I gave someone? Well, I think the most well-received and actually presently utilized
yes.
Was, of course, easiest person to shop for would be my twin brother. And I got him.
It's like you know him from way back.
I got him a set of legit little lenses that go onto a smartphone.
Okay,
so you can have like wide angle telephoto.
Oh,
you get all these cool ass.
Those are cool.
Yeah, and he just went crazy with them.
Nice. So for like an iPhone, does he have an iPhone?
He has a Moto X, but this is a universal. This can fit on almost every smartphone with a camera.
Because I've seen ones for the iPhone mm-hmm. before I got my iPhone, and some people got it and they were like, this is kind of crap. Mm. So yeah. You got to be careful. It's about the quality of the glass.
Quality. I did do reviews on this.
Yeah, because a lot of them, it's like, oh, here's a set of lenses for $5. Like, yeah, that's why they suck.
Yeah.
Because they're $5.
Made out of plastic, not even glass.
And what was your favorite gift that you got?
Besides warm welcome and
yeah, like an actual.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
You know, it's tough. I received a longboard, which is something I've been wanting.
Oh,
just
cool.
Go cruising. I already have my good old cruiser skateboards, but that's something, you know, just made me feel like a kid.
There you go.
I feel like a kid.
Diana, what about your holiday? Did you celebrate Christmas at all?
Did I? Oh, I went. I mean, not. Oh, did I? Wait, was that Christmas or things? No, that was Christmas. I went to a friend's house because I had nothing else to do and ate dinner there, which was really cool. It was. Yeah, that's all I did was eat.
So you and again, you're Korean. You come from a Korean family.
Yeah, but we're most Koreans are actually most Koreans in the state are in the states are Christian.
But are you?
I was raised Buddhist.
So you never celebrated Christmas as the Western holiday with Santa and gifts and all that jazz?
No, and we were always poor.
Yeah.
So it was like my parents were always working, so we never did like family things or anything, even when everyone else was and stuff like that. So like for me, like Christmas is just another day. It's just inconvenient because everything else is closed.
Well, not anymore. A lot of stuff is actually open.
Yeah, that was the... only thing about I was supposed to go see a movie, but I kind of forgot / got flaked on, or thought I got flaked on, and so I ended up flaking. Mm. But that wasn't very nice of me.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was cool. That's all I did. Yeah. It's nothing to me. It's just
another day.
It's just another day.
I went back to see my dad for Christmas,
yeah,
and I almost never got out of Sacramento.
Oh, that's right. Delay after delay.
Oh my God. I'm all day waiting for that delay notification from JetBlue. Just waiting for it. And it never comes until I get to the airport at 10 p.m. I have a flight that's taking off just before midnight, allegedly. And I get to the thing, I'm checking my bag, and my phone goes broop. I'm like, oh crap. And the lady goes, just so you know, we have some good news and some bad news. The good news is your plane is here early. The bad news is there's a broken part on it.
The fuck?
Wow.
But,
that ain't no good news at all.
But there's another part in San Francisco. And so that's going to be coming up. And you should make your connection. You have a 2-hour layover, right? And I go, no, I have an hour and 15 minute layover. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh.
So you're going to miss your layover now.
I'm going to miss my layover, which means I'm going to get to Vermont 4 hours later than I would have.
I'm frustrated just hearing this.
So I go through, I get up, and I'm flying out of Terminal A in Sacramento. And by the way, Terminal A can lick my left one because I'm going through security, I get out. There's one store open. One store, no restaurants open.
Do they sell pretty Afghans that say Sacramento on them?
They sold a lot of things. I got a big bottle of water. And because I'm thinking, well, I just need something to drink. I'm going to get on a plane in like an hour and 10 minutes. And I go to the guy because they're pulling stuff in. I go, are you guys closing right now? And he goes, well, we're closing in 20 minutes. We just pull stuff in. I go, is there any place to have a beer around here? And he's like, well, the pizza place might be open over there. It wasn't. So basically, after 10:30 at night, there is nothing, literally nothing open in Terminal A.
It's
at Sacramento International Airport.
It's the holidays, Nate.
The other thing there is not is a vending machine of any kind.
Yeah,
so there's no vending machine with water or soda.
They should have a beer vending machine where first you swipe your ID and then you swipe your card of payment and you get your brew.
That would be fantastic. They did have the only vending machine sold Dippin' Dots.
How does that even happen? I don't know if I trust vending machines with my Dippin' Dots.
Yeah. So that was the only vending machine that was there, other than the one that sold cosmetics in small 3-ounce doses.
Yes, because that's so. I wouldn't even trust my makeup with that shit. That's bullshit. Like, what the hell?
So, okay. So I'm in there and I'm thinking, okay, there's going to be a little delay. And they keep announcing, oh, it's going to be delayed this long. So she calls the people who are going to Burlington, Vermont up to the podium. And I'm like, all right, let's do this. So I go up and there's me and there's this guy. And she goes,
it's you and this guy.
And she goes, we're waiting on another party. It's a couple. And she goes, well, here's the situation. We're delayed, and so we're not going to make, you won't make your connection to Burlington. But what we have is we have another flight leaving like 2.5 hours later. And she goes, but we only have 3 seats on that flight. And the guy turns into ultimate douchebag. And he goes, well, that's unacceptable. My wife and 5 children. And I'm like, what?
How many children, sir?
5 children. He's,
sir, we don't need to embellish the truth.
He's,
to make a point.
He's traveling with, it's 7 in his party.
Oh, God.
And she goes, and so he's not even listening when she says there's only 3 seats. Because he's like, that's unacceptable. She's like, well, I can't throw people off the plane.
Yeah.
And she goes, the other thing we have is we have a flight at 10:30 p.m., which will mean he's in the airport for 12 hours.
Sweet God.
And then he comes back with this line at her. Now, meanwhile, this is a poor gate agent.
Yeah.
She has nothing to do with it. She didn't break
the
part.
She's just the messenger.
She's not in charge of anything. And he goes, well, that's unacceptable. She goes, well, I'm sorry, sir. That's the best I can do. It'll get you into Burlington right around midnight. And he goes, you've ruined my kid's Christmas.
Of course. Yep. It's all her fault. What
so,
a bitch.
She did it on purpose. Did you know that? She did it on purpose.
So as he drops the you've ruined my kid's Christmas, I then whisper to the other gate agent, I'll take one of those seats on the next flight.
Good man.
So she prints up my boarding passes and I go, oh, cool. Oh, I said, oh, great. A window. And she goes, and she flags me back down as I'm walking away. And she flags me back and she goes, is that okay? Is the window okay? And I go, yeah, window's perfectly fine.
I love the window.
That's normally where I sit. Turns out it didn't matter because the plane was one of those with two seats on each side of the aisle.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, you either had a window or an aisle. There was no middle seat. But here's the thing. It's about a 2.5 hour drive from San Francisco International Airport to Sacramento International Airport. It's probably about a 20-minute flight. And there's planes coming all the time. So I'm thinking they know at 10 o'clock that there's a part that's broken that they need. It's in San Francisco. I'm thinking it's going to be there. No problem. We did not take off until 3:30 in the morning. I spent 5 and a half hours in Terminal A with no vending machines, no stores. And by the way, the ultimate insult, there's something called Sac Sports Bar right next to the motherfucking gate for the plane.
But it's on the other side of the gate.
No, it's been closed since before 10 p.m. The only bar in the universe that closes before 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's the holidays.
And that is an insult.
It has nothing to do with the fucking holidays.
A lot of people spend New Year's Eve in
airports.
This is Christmas. This is This is the 23rd of December.
It's because it's Terminal A in SAC Airport. I don't fly out of Sacramento Airport. I try to avoid it. I actually think I flew out of there like once or twice.
So at one point, they've got this sign that said, "Do you have any questions, comments, or complaints about Terminal A?" And about 2 o'clock in the morning, I did. So I emailed the guy. I emailed him like, "Here's the thing. I've been here in the airport for 4.5 hours. The only water here is from the water fountains, and it tastes terrible. There's no vending machines. There's no stores open. There's people roaming around with little kids because there's nothing to do, and there's nothing to eat, and there's nothing to drink." Mm-hmm. And I don't even know why I bothered, because I got back this standard rote line of bullshit of,
there's
not a lot of business late in the evening in Terminal A, so we can't compel them to stay open, which is bullshit. Because I'm flying back out of Burlington, Burlington, Vermont, I'm having a beer before I leave in the Skinny Pancake. And the guy's explaining to us that their contract, as the Hudson News contract, they don't close until the last plane of the day leaves.
Damn.
And if there is a weather delay,
They're open.
So you never have. And you know what else they have? They got a motherfucking Pepsi machine in the motherfucking hallway in Burlington fucking Vermont. Get a goddamn vending machine there, you cocksuckers in Terminal A. There's no need of that.
International.
Fucking bullshit.
We're going to spend our money on abstract art that's insulting to the eye instead.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what the fuck is that?
That's Terminal B.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's Terminal B.
There's not even, like, abstract art in Terminal A. Maybe it's because you flew JetBlue. What else is in Terminal A? Is everything in Terminal A?
There's a few things in Terminal A. JetBlue was in Terminal B, and they moved out.
Probably that cheaper rent because they don't have to pay people to stay
cheaper
open.
Cheaper rent. Hey, she nailed it.
So
I think I'm really smart.
Either way, and at one point...
I figured out the world.
At one point, I went up to the gate agent, and I go, "Hey, just out of curiosity, could you tell us what the part is? Or are you not allowed?"
Oh my God.
"We're missing a wing."
And she's like, she had no fucking idea. She goes, "Well, it's a fan that goes on something in the front. I think the engine." I go,
"Oh shit."
I go, "In the engine?" She goes, "Well, it's something up front. I'm not really sure."
Oh God. And normally you use Gorilla Glue and it has to set for 12 hours. We're going to give you 12 minutes.
At 2:30 in the morning, they say, The maintenance staff has requested permission to remove the old part before the new part is here." Just to keep you up to date.
Okay,
because that's not normally what they do.
What the fuck?
By the way, on the trip back, there was no live TV on my JetBlue flight on the way back.
Is that normal?
Yeah.
No.
They normally have... That's part of JetBlue's sales pitch, is there's live TV with DirecTV on every flight.
Oh, that's
how
dope.
Insulting. Though.
Yeah, except when it doesn't work.
I really don't think they like Sacramento. I think they're like, "We can cut costs. Like, fuck Sac International."
Well, here's the pisser coming back. I'm at JFK in New York, and they wait until we're boarding the plane. We're actually start the boarding process. And the person who's for whom English is a second language, "Just to let you know, Sacramento bound flight 191 from JetBlue. The live TV isn't working. So there'll be no live TV. We apologize for any inconvenience that may cause." I'm like, "Bitch, if you would have said that 20 minutes ago, we could have all gone to the fucking newsstand and got a book or some shit."
Right.
But no, you wait until we're boarding. You wait until we're boarding.
Why
Till we're boarding.
You know, it would have been worse if they're like, "Sorry, we need to wait for a part." In Texas.
Well,
so the part is so you guys can have
There was no waiting to the part. It was like, well, and I would have been fine. Look, I have no problem. I understand things break. I do. But the delay here was way too long because I could have gotten in a car, driven to San Francisco, gotten the part and driven it back in the amount of time it took them to get it here.
Mm-hmm.
So someone had their head up their ass on that one. Point number two, coming back, you knew the fucking TV was out. Just tell us so that we can go and get reading material for the flight. They had Wi-Fi on the flight, but it was really, really spotty coming back. So, and on the trip back, So the Wi-Fi was spotty. There was a lot of turbulence. There was a lot of shaking of the plane sideways.
Oh, sweet.
Which
Lord.
Kind of sucked. And the old guy in front of me would not stop farting. It was so bad. And the woman, there was nobody in the middle seat, thank God. That was the only good thing about the flight. And the lady in the aisle passed out is basically as soon as we hit there.
I didn't realize
until we got to Sacramento, because she was like sound asleep, so I didn't want to wake her up to go to the bathroom, so I'm holding it. I didn't realize until we get to Sacramento, she had taken off her witch shoes.
Oh, shit. We're square-toed and all.
They were high-heeled, and they had a bunch of laces up the front.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. They were witch shoes. And yeah. So.
And they rank?
Well, between that and the guy's farts, I just don't know.
Hard to distinguish. It was
so bad.
Now she's aisle seat.
She was the aisle seat. There was no one in the middle seat.
There's this thing called aisle seat sitter's burden. I made that up, but it sounds like it should be a thing. And if you get the aisle seat, you have to accept the burden that people will have to get up and use the restroom.
Yeah.
And
so
you know,
even if you're asleep, it's part of the burden, and you should never feel obligated to respect that person's rest.
Yeah, well, it was one of those things. I was just like, you know what? I can probably hold it.
Okay.
And it was just...
God bless you, darling.
At one point, the pilot comes on and goes, just to let you know, the air's going to be a little bit rough. We've tried going up in altitude and down in altitude, but it's just pretty rough air. And we're probably going to be in this for the next, 20 minutes or so.
Uh-oh. Hope you brought your Dramamine.
And thankfully, because the up and down I can handle. It's when it starts going side to side, I start to get like, thankfully.
That's some whiplash happening.
Thankfully, we were out of it like 5 minutes later. So anyway, that was my travels. Good God.
I'm sad for you. And now I'm scared to go to Arizona because I booked a flight. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Well, it's out of SFO, so I already know my experience is going to be better than yours.
Well, you got to get there first.
That's true.
All right, so Kanye West released a new emotional ballad called Only One. And let me see if I can find the song so we can play a little bit of it for you. Damn it, there was a link on this page. Swear to God, there was. Oh, yeah. Kanye West website. So we'll take a listen to it.
As I lay me down to sleep, I hear
if you have that much autocorrect going on, you're either just a shitty ass singer or the producer's on crack. That needs to stop.
I was like, is T-Pain on this track too?
It's not even good. T-Pain at least had some elegance in his autotune. This is just
sloppy.
This
is just lazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's Kanye. That's Kanye.
Well, he's too busy exposing other unknown artists.
Well, that's the thing. The piano player in the background is a young musician you may not have heard of.
Yeah.
Named Paul McCartney.
Oh, I think I heard about him in some like blog somewhere. Someone was telling me about him.
Yeah.
He's that new guy.
He bowed he to blow up.
I think he's all right. I think he's probably the next big thing.
So here's some of the tweets. Don't know who Paul McCartney is, but Kanye is going to give this man a career with this new song.
I hope that was a dirty joke.
After a certain point, I feel like Kanye should feel responsible for this kind of shit and like make a tweet and be like,
he needs to step
so
in.
FYI, this is the guy that basically music here, like pop in America. Like this is a pioneer.
Here's another tweet from a dumbass. Who TF is Paul McCartney? This is why I love Kanye for shining light on unknown artists.
What a piece of shit.
He looks a lot like you, Sam.
What a dirty-ass piece of shit.
Another tweet. Who is Paul McCartney? Why do people love him?
This hurts my soul.
And...
That's my favorite one.
Why do people love him? Who the fuck is this guy?
Here's
come around here and play the piano with Kanye.
Percy Blackson, who is the one that you referenced. Who is this Paul McCartney? He bout to blow up thanks to Kanye.
Oh my god. What a
and here's
dirty ass fuck.
Here's my favorite from at TammyTams21. She could be Asian, she could just be a white girl with dark hair, but she's got the glasses. She tweeted, I still don't know who Paul MacArthur is.
MacArthur?
I don't know either.
General MacArthur.
Who the fuck is Paul MacArthur?
I think he has something on the side with Ho Chi Minh.
This did my heart good because it reinforces the fact that Kanye's fans are utter fucking morons.
Well, they're just blind and they've I get it if it's a cult, like, but people that are exposed to his music, they actually no. I'm sorry, because people that are exposed
calling
to
this
Kanye
music right now, because what I hear is Paul McCartney's gentle, tender playing, yeah, and then I hear some obnoxious noise that's ruining his playing.
Okay, so
fuck you, Kanye.
But here's the thing, like, it's not like Kanye is like this really underground hip-hop artist, like, right, real hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Kanye is pop. Kanye
He's
has
pop
been
shit.
Pop for a very, very yeah. long time.
Just like Taylor Swift betrayed country to be pop.
Okay.
This motherfucker.
Okay,
first off. Same. Let's be real. Taylor,
first off,
Kanye.
Hold on. We're going a whole nother level of
watch it now.
Shit is about to go down. Nah, dude.
Watch
Taylor
it.
Swift is an angel. Okay. But it's just like anyone that's defending his fans, it's like, it's not, Kanye is pop. So if you are exposed to Kanye, you should be, it's pop music. So for you to just say ignorant shit like that, that's just you not doing your research. That's just you not giving a fuck about anything besides your little bubble. And that's not okay.
Your 13 friends who aren't really your friends, they just like the way you dress. And perhaps you complimented their Facebook status one time.
Yeah, that's it. And so, but I, like I said, if it's someone that only listens to strictly like underground hip hop, they're not exposed to like the radio mm-hmm. or like other cultures, I get it. I understand that because that's where their bubble is.
Yeah.
You okay. know, but if it's Kanye West.
That's very considerate to give that much room for.
Well, I mean, okay, like if you take someone that lives like they live in the hood, they're yeah. not going to listen to Paul McCartney. They like that's mm-hmm. another. That's their, they live in their own world.
Yeah.
So that's just anything in general, really. So that's, and music is a prime example of that, especially since that's like a leisure thing. They don't have time yeah. for leisure. So that's different. But Kanye West is fucking pop.
I beg to differ. People in the hood have plenty of time
no,
for
but
leisure.
But yeah,
a
I mean, I mean, they happening. Pick it in a different way. They're not listening to the fucking radio.
I work in the hood. There's,
oh, South Sound.
Oh yeah, I should say like leisure, and they're not going to sit around and be on Spotify and like listen to Spotify radio.
Right, they're not intentionally listening to anything. They're going to put on what whoever told them to listen to, and then they're going to go smoke their crack pipe. That's pretty much how it goes. Or they're going to go hustle.
Or hustle, that's true. And they're listening to what like whoever's like trying to blow up at that time. But like yeah. if you're exposed to Kanye, yeah. you can't, you, that's not, I don't think that's an excuse for them to be like, it's a cultural thing, because it's, Kanye is fucking pop. He's yeah. not anything but that.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And you're tweeting this, so obviously you have the fucking yeah. ignorant. Like,
yeah. Go ahead and Google Paul McCartney before you tweet about
it. Dear
him.
God.
It's, somebody said this. It's like people who will go on Facebook and go, what time does this close? It's like, you're on the fucking computer.
You took the time.
Look it up.
To type that shit.
If you'd have typed it into Google instead of Facebook, you'd have had an answer.
Oh my goodness.
This is the problem with our society. Everyone has smartphones, but everyone's too dumb to use them.
It's so bad.
Fuck.
It really is. So it's come to that.
The rise of the machines is imminent, bro, because everyone's so stupid, but we're becoming so dependent on them.
Well, and people make excuses for it.
Yeah.
And I'm sad Kareem's not here because he made an excuse for people being that dumb.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, they're just not exposed to it. It's like, they're tweeting about it. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to. Look, I went to see, and I'll talk about this on Friday's show, I went to see Top 5. And there was a lot of music in Top 5, including the song that was playing at the end that I wasn't familiar with. So I whipped out my phone. I hit the
Spotify.
I hit the Shazam, and I'm like, what is this? And I went, oh, okay, that's what that is. And I listened to it later. And I figured, and so you take a little time to be curious and educate yourself before you go and tweet out nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Idiots. All right. Moving on. A year ago, an openly bisexual man identifying himself as Double Dick Dude answered questions in a Reddit AMA about the ups and downs of living with two fully functional penises, one that prefers men's buttholes and one that prefers vaginas. No, I don't know.
That's pretty funny, though.
It would be. I have no idea. How does one penis is straight, the other's gay?
One does take hard longer to get hard, I guess. I read this.
Well, there's only so much blood.
But to commemorate the anniversary of his big reveals, he's published an entertaining, detailed, incredibly not safe for work memoir called Doubleheader: My Life with Two Penises, writing about everything from his many wild, hair-raising sexual exploits to some of the travails he suffered because of his condition. Although he would still like to maintain his anonymity, the man who has not one but two 10-inch uncircumcised penises claims to have slept with more than 1,000 men and women and maintains not-safe-for-work Twitter and Tumblr accounts dedicated to them. He agreed to speak with Rolling Stone about how his life changed since his Ask Me Anything. Which
Wait. There were 10 inches? Because I saw the picture.
That's what it says.
That doesn't seem accurate. Okay. I mean, not that I fucking know what 10 inches would look like, but I mean, I saw the picture and that doesn't look, maybe it's like not, maybe it's, he's a grower or something.
You know, you don't have to be a straight woman to understand the unit of measure that is 10 inches, right?
Well, that's why I said, I don't know, like, if it's, I didn't sit at the screen and measure it. I just looked at it. I was actually really curious. I was like, how does this work?
Are they side by side?
Yeah,
or
one's
on
a
top
right
of
one and one's a left one.
And they both get hard at the same time.
No.
But, like, you can't really fuck a man or a woman if this one's trying to go in a hole and this one's jamming
that's
on a
leg. That's
why
you move on, like,
cheek.
Well, this, I think you have maneuver
There's a
position.
A lot of maneuvering.
Yeah.
That sounds tedious and miserable.
It.
Let's not pretend this guy has it good, okay? Let's not pretend.
It's.
That's a curse.
It's stuff that I can't unsee. I'm kind of like, I was so curious that I clicked and I was just like, I kind of regret doing that.
Yeah.
But well, I'm like, I had to know.
Yeah, you didn't like penises to begin with.
No, but then it's funny. He was like, yeah, I want to still remain anonymous because of this, blah, blah. But I'm like, dude, you put a dick pic out there. Like, yeah, I would remain anonymous too.
Yeah.
Shit's on blast, bro.
Hey, yeah. Kareem's here.
Fan. Friggin' tastic.
He made it just in time to talk about the man,
Happy
with,
New
two,
Year.
The man with two penises.
This man's beard is looking delectable this evening. Let everyone
know.
Oh, he just shook hands with Diane and said, what's your name again?
Hey, where'd that chick come from? There we go. Get your mic on now, Kareem.
Where'd that chick come from?
She survived the holiday shopping.
Yeah, that's what it was.
From the mysterious Orient.
Hey, everybody, there's an Asian chick on Nate's couch.
Hey, yo.
That sounds so wrong.
Hey, yo.
I'm not sure if she's even legal and she's just here.
Oh, no, you're definitely legal. You don't look
some
that young.
No, some customer was like, what are you? Because they didn't, they were like hella talking to me a little weird. And then they asked me my age and I was like, how old do you think I am? And they said 18, 19. They're like 20 max. I'm like, holy fuck.
Well, they're getting. I don't know.
I think
know
it's the glasses. I think it's. I'm 26.
Okay.
I think it's the glasses. I look super more nerdy.
Well, could you've be. Got that natural Asian youthfulness.
I'm scared.
You're
going to
look
hit me out of
29
nowhere.
When you're 80. Yeah.
I hope so.
I had a Chinese client Saturday, and I said, I asked her something, and she said, I'm not Thai. I can't remember what I asked her, but she thought I said that she, what kind of Thai are you? And I was like, yeah, I know better than that.
What kind of tie are you? I'm going to ask someone that.
I was like, yeah, there, you don't have enough syllables in your name to be Thai.
No.
Like, Faye is not a Thai name.
That is like.
Faye. I have an aunt named Faye.
Yeah.
Is she Thai?
She's very
what
much
kind of Thai
Swedish
is she?
And Norwegian.
What kind of Thai? She's just Aunt Faye. So Rolling Stone asked the man with two penises, what did you learn about yourself from doing the Reddit AMA? And he replied, having two penises my entire life, I can't do anything but imagine what life with only one is like. When I look down at them, I think, that would look really weird if there was only one down there. No, it wouldn't. It would be,
it would be normal.
It's whatever you're used to.
Yeah, of course. They also ask, in the book, you talk about how accepting and encouraging your father was both about your penises and your sexuality. Because he's got two penises and he's bisexual.
Of course.
Of course. I mean, it only makes sense. It really, yeah. I can't complain.
So they asked, do you feel like you lucked out with your dad? His answer was, my father, God rest his soul, was a saint. He and my mother really put up with a lot of grief when I was in high school and a few years afterward. They both were extremely accepting, but I mentioned him specifically in the book because he passed away while I was writing it. Before all this happened, I hadn't fully grasped just how fantastic my father was. He would listen to me no matter what I wanted to talk about. He laughed at my jokes, no matter how stupid they might have been. If I did something bad or wrong, he'd really explain to me what I did. He always made sure that I knew he loved me. He accepted me more than I accepted myself. I knew no matter what I was thinking or feeling, I could tell him, and he'd know how to solve it, or he'd try to figure it out. That is a fantastic... That's
beautiful.
Paragraph.
Yeah.
Is how to parent.
Yeah.
That is how to parent in one paragraph.
It's your flesh and blood, love, accept, and be there, try and figure shit out, period.
Yeah, and listen.
Listen.
Listen to the problems.
Mm-hmm.
Help them solve them. Explain where you went right, where you went wrong, what the problem was. So, the book, if you're interested in reading about the man with two penises. It's called Doubleheader, My Life with Two Penises.
That is great.
You can get it. And by the way, you can get it on Amazon. And if you're going to do that, I would suggest going first to NateDarlingShow.com and clicking the Shop Amazon tab. It does not cost you anything extra.
Please click on the damn tab.
How does he not have a porn career?
It helps support the show because he wants to remain anonymous.
Read his whole book.
I read it on. No, they had it on. He had it on. Like this, Perez had this whole thing on it.
Of course, Perez did.
Well, exactly. And then that's where I saw the pictures. But he wanted to. Then he like thought, outweigh the money and all that. And he was it's not worth it because he didn't want to become like a novelty. He was like, my career would be good for like a little bit, and then after that, it's just like whatever.
So he's
like,
he's not a total idiot either.
Yeah,
because
he's like, I'm already like. It's not. It wouldn't be for the money because he's already financially sound. So it would have been kind of dumb for him to do it.
Yeah.
So he seems like a really like I was reading. I was like, I want to be your friend. Like I think we get along.
He sounds legit enough.
Yeah, like a good guy that just happens to have two penises that I can't ever unsee again.
and by the way, the Kindle price on the book is $7.99. So if you're super interested in reading about it,
I'm pretty sure Perez was trying to try him out.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Perez was like, let me see him.
They're so weird.
Yeah, a little bit different.
One of them is weird, and then two of them, it was just like, what the fuck?
Chris is like, I want them both at the same time.
They're both 10 inches, so they're
that's what it said.
Are they like identical?
No.
I imagine one would look
They didn't look identical, but then again, I don't know if it's just because of like the state they were in, if they would have become eventually identical. I really can't unsee that now.
There would have to be at least 10 to use them both at the same time.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, speaking of 10.
I would have to at least try that.
Yeah, if you had two.
If I had two, I would have to. Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
No. If I had two.
He said like one. Did this say in the article like one can't like ejaculate? Did you guys talk about that?
He only has two testicles.
Yeah. So he has to like actually like relieve himself. I think like at least once a day or twice a day. Otherwise, it like actually hurts.
Yeah.
But then he says one like won't relieve itself unless like. You like suck on it, and then the other one like it's. I think the left one's more difficult. Is what he was saying.
I
think that's a line.
Yeah,
that's a line.
That might be right, but I would. I'm pretty sure there were two girls who were like, "Hey, let's try this out." I am dead positive.
Oh, of course.
Oh no, yeah. I think that's in the book. Yeah. Like, yeah, for sure.
And two guys.
Probably two.
And
since that's a given.
since he's bisexual, there.
Yes,
you go.
That is a given.
All right. So Marilyn Monroe's 1955 New Year's resolutions.
Oh, I'm curious.
Came out. So. We're going to divvy them up, Kareem. I know you missed that the first part of the show. So here are some of her. They're not numbered. She put letters in front of some of them, so I don't know why. But here's what it is. Must make effort to do. I don't know. That's kind of a nebulous thing, but I'll take that one.
That's powerful, actually. That's a powerful thing.
Yeah, it is a powerful thing.
Because so many times we say, but how many times do we do?
We do.
If I had two penises, I would be doing a lot.
You do all day.
Must have the discipline to do the following. Z, go to class. My own always without fail.
Go to your own class?
Yeah.
Learn from yourself.
X, go as often as possible to observe Strasburg's other private classes.
What the fuck is that?
Strasburg's an acting teacher.
Okay.
So go
on. I don't think we can divvy that one up.
G, never miss actors' studio sessions. V, work whenever possible on class assignments and always keep working on acting exercises.
She was really serious about her acting career.
Well, this was before she really made it, 1955. Okay.
That was why she made it, because she...
Take note.
And she was in Playboy.
Little wannabe actors and actresses, take note.
You start attending Clerman lectures, also Lee Strasberg director's lectures at Theater Wing. Inquire about both. Keep looking around me. This is a good one. Keep looking around me, only much more so. Observing, but not only myself, but others and everything. Take things for what they are worth.
That's beautiful. I'm big on that, dude.
Must make a strong effort to work on current problems and phobias that are out of my past have arisen, making much more effort in my analysis, and there will all and be there always on time. No excuses for ever late.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's a good one for you.
Thanks, Nate. I'll take that.
I guess that would apply to me today.
follow RCA thing through. Diana, can you take care of that one?
I don't even know what RCA is.
The Radio Something Company of America.
Yeah, they were a company. They had a movies and record company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Try to find someone to take dancing from. Body work. Creative.
To take dancing from.
Take dancing
the
from.
Dancing like, class.
Dancing classes, lessons, that sort of thing. Take care of my instrument, personally and bodily.
That's
exercise.
Good, man.
Got to take care
of
it. I
say that every year.
Yes.
I try to take care of my instrument.
I try to take care of my instrument, too. Diana, are you taking care of your instrument?
We're not talking about the same instrument anymore, are we?
You got to keep that thing
No, yours is
clean,
different.
Keep
yours
it
is,
in tune.
Yours is different.
Yeah.
Did you learn that? And
haven't you figured that out yet?
And here's one for Diana. Try to enjoy myself when I can. I'll be miserable enough as it is.
Fuck.
Oh, Diana.
So those were Marilyn Monroe's goals for 1955. So yay! We did.
I'm
ours.
Inspired by at least two of those.
We did ours on the New Year's show.
Mm-hmm.
Diana wasn't here for it, but the rest of us did it. So we did that. So let's do this now.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
All right. First up in cool or tool. Paul McCartney and Black Dudes. Paul McCartney and Black Dudes together. Kareem?
Well, since Little Richard was the person that brought the Beatles from the UK to the United States, cool.
Well, I was thinking more because he did the Michael Jackson and the Stevie Wonder thing.
Yeah, but too. Little Richard Billy Preston were before that. So,
absolutely.
So cool.
Sam?
Obviously, you guys are far more educated on this than I am. And I'm going to trust your judgment and go with cool on that.
I'm going to go with cool. I don't think it's a bad thing that people
and Black
come
Dudes
together.
Were what inspired them in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
It was really cool right up until about 3 or 4 days ago. But no, it's cool. It's fine.
Brought laughter into our hearts.
It did. It did. Up next in Cooler Tool, Multiple Wangs. Sam.
I think for a moment it might be cool, but if I was stuck with that all the time...
You don't want to be stuck with multiple wangs?
I don't. I don't want to have that stuck inside of me.
Or on you.
Or on me. I'm sorry. Yeah, that too.
So tool?
I'm going to go tool.
Diana?
I'm going to go with cool, because to each their own, I guess.
And she likes his personality, and that's really what matters.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about that, but like, I feel like it's, I don't want to name something tool just because
you're right.
It's different.
You're right.
Kareem?
I kind of agree with Sam. Like, it's cool, but yeah, I don't know.
You'd have to have saggy pants all the time. You can't even fit that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He can't be a hipster.
You got to have the two fly pantalones.
No, he was talking about it. He's
how
like,
do you know
separate...
which one piss is coming out of? Like,
no, they come out of both. But he can do it out of one.
That is tool. But... Nobody wants to be stuck pissing out of two wangs.
Is it really that? I mean, you're standing up either way.
Yeah, you're going to be peeing on the toilet seat, and then all your moms and sisters are going to spank
your ass.
No, he
said he's been, like, he's gotten good at it, I guess. I feel like I'm BFS with him already.
And if you're peeing, and if you have two erections and you're trying to pee, that is fucking...
You can't do it.
No.
No.
You're going to be peeing on the wall.
You would literally have to go outside to pee if you had two...
Yeah. And you'd have to strip down, go outside, and make sure that the wind was blowing down.
Yeah.
You don't want it going in your face.
Yeah, if you had morning wood and you were trying to go to the bathroom,
it
was,
I didn't even think about that.
It's bad times. Tool. And finally, in cooler tool, Marilyn Monroe, Diana.
She's cool.
Sam?
You know I can't just give a simple answer. Marilyn Monroe is cool, but...
Homewrecker?
Homewrecker. And then the whole Marilyn Monroe... There's a certain hype about Marilyn Monroe, similar to that of Audrey Hepburn.
The music ran out.
Dude, so many people are like, yeah, Audrey Hepburn's a queen, but they haven't seen one of her fucking movies. And that kind of shit pisses me off. Okay. So,
I've only seen Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
I'm gonna say cool for the sake of we read her resolutions, and she was a woman who set good goals and that got her somewhere.
Okay.
So, okay, she's cool.
Kareem?
Norma Jean was cool.
Norma Jean's one cool last.
Yeah, she's cool. We'll stick with that. I'll talk about this because we promised to earlier in the show. There's a hair fetishist in Portland, Oregon. He's been arrested since this article came out, but an Oregon man with a history of hair related misdemeanors allegedly got caught cutting off some woman's locks in an Oregon City Dollar Tree store.
Of course, in the Dollar Tree, yeah.
Jared Walter, who's 27, has been arrested several times in the past for touching himself while secretly cutting a victim's hair.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's according
to... How tough would that be with two wanks?
Ooh, well, that would...
Is he cutting someone's hair with one... That? Ooh.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's very difficult. This time he didn't get off so easily. The 31-year-old victim said she could feel him cutting her hair while she waited in line to pay for her items. So I just immediately started screaming, you know, and yelling like, get away from me. He is obviously showing that he is in no spot to be in public and is not a safe person. Walter fled, but police tracked him down nearby. They charged him with harassment and also slapped him with a parole violation.
They probably had him masturbating with her hair.
Yeah, probably.
Ew, guys.
It's true.
Yeah, we're just talking about it. He pled guilty in 2013 to charges of third-degree sex abuse and misdemeanor public indecency. He was arrested after multiple reports of lewd act on TriMet buses in Portland. Hmm. And witnesses and surveillance video helped lead police to him. He was sentenced to jail time instead of prison because the crimes he pleaded guilty to were misdemeanors. He was also not required to register as a sex offender before.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
There are people who go pee in public and they're registered sex offenders.
Exactly.
They need a better lawyer.
He also has a nickname. He is known as the TriMet Barber. The TriMet Barber.
What's TriMet? I don't know.
It's the three forms of metro transportation in Portland.
Ah, light rails, the TriMet.
Light rail, streetcars, and buses.
So he's like a man on a Japanese train.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Wow.
TriMet.
All right. Well, normally when we're talking about people climbing down chimneys, this involves Santa Claus and some sort of great surprise around the holiday. Well, the holidays are over, and this surprise, not so great.
At a Riverside County home early this morning, feet dangling out of the fireplace. Firefighters say a woman climbed down the chimney of a Woodcrest home and then got stuck. CBS2's Adriana Weingold talked with the homeowner about what happened.
She said, I'm trapped on the chimney. So I tried to get it out from the top, but it was too hard.
A wake-up call unlike any other. Tony Hernandez didn't want to show his face on camera, but says at 5 this morning, his estranged girlfriend, the mother of his three children, tried to get into his house. When the door wouldn't open, she took off her clothes, climbed on the roof, and tried to get in through the chimney, but got stuck. Hernandez heard her cries for help and says he got on the roof and tried to pull her out with an extension cord.
Because I tried by myself like 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and I couldn't do it.
No,
and I almost fell from way up there.
Ultimately, the fire department came and rescued the 35-year-old woman by breaking the fireplace open. Just take a look at this picture. You can see her soot-covered legs dangling through the brick. Hernandez says she doesn't live with him and isn't allowed to be around their children.
But I don't like the way she's acting or what she's doing. I don't like that. That's not good for my kids.
The woman was taken to the hospital with mild to moderate injuries, but is expected to be okay. Reporting in Riverside, Adriana Weingold, CBS 2 News.
Yes, because that's the woman I want to raise my kids.
Mm-hmm. People make me sad.
Hey, can you clean out the chimney while you're up there?
Well, and here's the thing. He didn't want to be shown on camera. They just showed a shot of his feet, but we know his name. So it's not like you won't be able to know who he is. It's just if you're a stranger walking down the street.
Poor guy.
It's so bad. It is so bad. All right.
Wonder what she was on.
Yeah, right.
Love.
I imagine you get on the roof, then remove your clothing. You don't get naked and then risk scraping your nipples against the I don't know.
You're putting thought into gutter. This like a rational human being would. Right. She's nuts.
Okay. Okay, I'll stop.
Speaking of nuts, it's time for Florida Corner, where a 22-year-old man is facing lewd or lascivious charges after a bizarre incident at a CVS. According to deputies, Jeremiah Philip Patterson took off his clothes in the bathroom at the CVS, and deputies said he then left the bathroom naked and proceeded to rummage through six dog beds. Deputies say he grabbed three of them, laid them on top. He laid on top of them in the bathroom, naked.
That sounds comfortable.
He is also charged with retail theft, as the store could no longer sell the dog beds.
He didn't steal them.
Well, he borrowed them. He borrowed them for a nude nap in the bathroom. Because Florida, let's just say this. Florida, kind of a dick, right? Right, Diana?
Right.
I liked some of it.
Well, let's fix that. Couples who wanted to skip the pomp and circumstance of a wedding and get married at the Duval, Clay, or Baker County courthouses will no longer have that option in the new year. These counties' decision to end the longstanding tradition of courthouse wedding ceremonies is due, at least in part, to the continued debate over same-sex marriage in Florida against the backdrop of conservative Christianity. U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle could rule any day and make gay marriage legal across the state. Now, if same-sex marriage is allowed, Duval Clerk of Courts Ronnie Fussell, Clay Clerk Tara Green, and Baker Clerk Stacey Harvey will have no choice but to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. But to avoid performing ceremonies for them, these clerks have decided to end all courthouse weddings.
What?
They're afraid of the gays, so they're ending all courthouse weddings.
That's it. Game over.
This is not surprising.
Not surprising at all.
This is Florida.
I love how like the fear of the gays. Like, we're so scary. Like,
you can't, and when in parade form you are.
White people in the South are afraid of everybody. That's not.
It's kind of great.
That's not white. Listen,
if you're really a good Christian, the whole point of the religion is to be afraid of things. You're afraid of a vengeful God. You're afraid Jesus is coming back. You're afraid of eternal damnation and hellfire. That's the whole thing. That's what you're about, is fear. So why not fear the gays? So they decided as a team that would be the way they would do it, because there would be no discrimination. That's been tried in other places, too. About 5 or 6 years ago, there were states that were trying that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, well, we won't issue any then. Ha-ha! And then the courts came back and said, you can't do that, ha, you idiots.
Yeah. It makes me sad when the people in charge are that dumb.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, I can't even fuck with this anymore. Like, we're just that behind. Like, you were supposed to be a representative. You know, fuck this. Fuck it. Dumb.
Yeah. I think every now and then we make fun of Florida for silly criminals and dumb things. Every now and then we need to shine the light on nonsense like this.
Because I just don't understand. Like, why do they all just migrate? I don't get it. Like, why is this, like, do they just concentrate? This is like a joke in everywhere. Like, people, this is a thing where everyone knows Florida has this problem. And I just don't. Do they migrate there? Is it just like after a certain, like, IQ, you're just like,
Yeah, they all go there for the Publix.
Oh my God. Oh my God. If it wasn't for Publix. If it wasn't for Publix. I totally forgot.
That's
I need
right.
to go back, dude. Their sandwiches are hella good. I love Publix.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's so good.
That is crazy.
And you know, a lot of those people come from other places, too.
Right.
Yeah, like, mostly, yeah, Florida is filled with transplants.
Like
that's
Michigan
what's scary.
And New York.
Yeah, and actually, Eastern Canada, people from Quebec and Ontario who are going down there. It's mostly the older people.
No, people move from like when I was there. A lot of the people there were from New York. Like they what do they call them? Like birds or something? I don't know.
Snowbirds.
Yeah, they call them snowbirds.
Snowbirds.
So a lot of people. There's a very very few actual Florida natives, which is why I'm wondering like what like
somebody
just, like,
get the gun, Chester. They's a coming.
Chester!
Someone get the gun. Chester Days are coming to get us. Yeah.
Is that a real quote from something?
No, I just made it up.
That bless my soul. It also triggered a lot of emotion because...
It triggered because I said gun, Chester!
Chester was my favorite character on the Syphil and Ollie show. Did you ever watch Syphil and Ollie?
No.
Okay.
No.
It was a sock puppet show.
I have a cousin named Chester. I do.
Yes! Can I meet Nate's cousin Chester?
I have a cousin named Chester.
Can I start a band called Nate's Cousin Chester?
No. And and there used to be a cartoon in Hustler magazine called Chester the Molester.
Chester the Molester.
Every time you hear the word Chester, that's like
that
the next
fill
thing
in
that
the
comes.
Blank, huh?
Yeah, that was back when molestation was funny.
Oh shit!
Back in the whimsical days of molestation.
The whimsical days. A molestation.
Yeah. So anyway, that's gonna do it. Hey, Kareem, I know you arrived late to the show. You have a show opening up here in the next little bit.
Yes, Saturday is the opening for the Chitlin Circuit Art Exhibit at the Brick House Art Gallery at 36th and Broadway. So that's how I knew all that stuff about the Beatles and Little Richard. And
that's sick.
That sounds interesting. Yeah.
So we're going to discuss. Throughout the month, we'll have music, art, poetry. We'll have discussions about the history of the Chitlin Circuit, rock and roll, which came from the Chitlin Circuit. How much shit white people stole.
Of course. Borrowed and improved upon. Okay.
Whatever.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They pretend like they didn't steal it from there, like it didn't come from there. Yeah.
You all stole it from Bach?
I don't know. Well, music, well, poetry, we'll have, there'll be some tap dancing on the last day. Like I said, we'll have a couple of discussions.
Tap dancing can be exhilarating,
Any minstrel shows we should?
There will be no minstrel shows.
Just checking. Diana, you've got a show coming up in Arizona?
Oh, yeah, Arizona.
When?
The 15th?
I thought they didn't like your kind in Arizona.
They like the gay, though. They don't like anything else, but
they like
the
gay.
Gay
parts.
Yes, yeah. They only like the gay part of me, which I'm actually okay with. That's okay. The part that I relate to the most anyway.
And there's...
That's right. You're Asian, so you're... what do they call that?
Gaysian?
No, I said she's Asian, but Asian people are... well, I guess there's Japanese people. They are honorarily white.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely not. Well, no, but me. I don't know. Because I don't know enough about anything to be really anything. I'm not a good Asian. I'm not. I want to make a good white person. I want to make a good black person. I'm just like, I think I make. I'm not even like super yay gay enough to be a real gay person.
That's what I think. That's what's so great about you, Diane, is you are Diane. Diane Hong.
Diana.
Forgive me for dropping the
Sam, I have a question for you.
Okay. Has anyone ever referred to you as a punk-ass motherfucker?
Oh, day ever day!
You are a punk.
Chester.
Where's Chester?
Motherfucker.
You know,
where's that one from?
That is David Hasselhoff. From,
oh, my God. He's my favorite.
From the movie Stretch.
He's a gem.
And I'm going to use that in the first 3 seconds of my first album for my band named Nate's Cousin Chester.
I wasn't going to drop that. I was actually going to drop that on her until you mangled her name.
Wow.
Diane.
Of course that would be.
The worm turned very quickly.
But then it was like someone sent me an email. My comedy email is Diana. Uh-huh. And I have it. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to ask Sam if I could be in his band, Nate's Cousin Chester.
Hell yeah, baby. Well, you can actually make good music.
That's it.
What the fuck? So then you won't
and
be stealing
steal
from
it.
Blackie. What? Oh, there you go.
What? Okay, what about your email now?
Oh, well, so it's diana.hong. So my name's in there, right? And then yeah. I would get an email that's like, Diane. And I'm like, do you know, we're going to let this go. Because it's in the email.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's your middle name, Diana? You're not going to tell us?
Okay. All right. It's.
You have three middle names.
It's Myungi.
Myungi?
Yeah.
Is that M-N-U-Y-G-F-X-X-W?
Yummy.
I'm not Thai.
Oh, okay.
No, it's M-Y-O-N-G-E-U-I.
Myungi.
Myungi.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's funner to say.
I thought she said
that's
yummy.
More fun to say than Diana. Myungi.
You know, I think if you got your tongue,
I think you should go by that.
Yeah. If you,
ain't no one going to fuck
oh
that up.
God.
That should be your stage name.
Starbucks. I'm just going to go to Starbucks and order.
That should be your
what's
stage
name. What's your
name?
Myungi?
Myungi.
Mm. Don't forget the mmm. It's not Myungi. It's Myungi.
Yeah, I think it's like you have to simulate your tongue getting stuck to the roof of your mouth with peanut butter.
That's pretty much. But the
creamy
last
peanut butter, not the chunky, because there could nothing be a little air release that happens.
Yeah, you don't want that happening at all.
That's gross.
All right, let's do this now.
Out of control.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. Sammy, you've never experienced Susan Tobias.
I wish I did.
No, here you go. Susan Tobias' article, Pinch of Time.
Uh-oh.
Here we are again on the threshold of another year. With 2015 moving in at the stroke of midnight, I marvel at how fast time flies. At year's end, I will take time to think back over the past 12 months. What did I learn? How did I grow? What do I want to be proud of at
she's
this time?
She's full of shit.
Next year. Sometimes I like the answers, but not always. It's probably evident from my columns that I value God first, family second, close friends third, and everything else lands in fourth place.
Well, how does that work?
Well, either you get a medal or you don't.
Okay. Ah, okay.
God gets the gold. Family gets the silver.
Let's be honest. Her own ego gets the gold.
Close friends get the bronze. As for our family in 2014, we gained a new granddaughter-in-law, Maria, and a new great-grandson, Silas. We enjoyed a whirlwind week of our daughter, Carrie, and her family from Colorado, and our daughter, Carol, and her husband, Frank, for a wedding and a family reunion. It's been a dozen years since the last Tobias family reunion, and there have been a lot of changes. A very busy weekend, but so worth the time. I turn 68 in March, and I find as I grow older that I love the sunsets more and breathe deeper than the first time the grass is mowed. But I try as I may, I cannot stop that old clock from ticking away. Every tick is a second we'll never get back. Much like reading this column. See, the children.
I stop listening whenever we do small town.
Wow.
Small town news now.
The children are
suffer
in their 40s and 50s. Some grandchildren are knocking on the door of 30, and the next generation is either just arriving or starting elementary school. No matter what stage of life we're in, I believe we can always learn something new. A bit of knowledge? A new hobby? Or what happened this year? What was it? It was a new something. Guesses? Kareem, what did you get? She learned something new.
She had two vaginas. She had only one man in the world who could please her.
Nope. What new did she learn?
She learned not to sweat the small stuff.
Diana, what did she learn?
I stopped listening.
What did she learn? You have to guess.
She learned that to not use chunky peanut butter.
No. She learned a new recipe.
Oh, see, I was close. I was closer than
that
he was.
That was close.
I was closer.
Not the chunky.
This Christmas,
go creamy.
I accidentally ended up with a wonderful new recipe called caramel puffed corn. I did.
She's a bitch.
I get
hate
to
her
spend. I get to spend one day a week at the Clinton County Courthouse in the vault, gleaning property transfers from the previous weeks for the publication in this newspaper. By the way, this is printed in a newspaper.
This is real life.
Yeah. These are three very knowledgeable ladies who help visitors find what they need in the archives. Ashley, Beverly, and Michelle were talking about how great the caramel puffed corn was. To die for was all they could say. Seems
she is embellishing the truth.
Seems they had their Christmas
yes
get-together that day. And Lynn from upstairs, the Supreme Court office, had prepared caramel puffed corn to share. Michelle told me it
to
was
share?
To share. Michelle told me it was to die for. After the sample,
like Sonny Bono?
I would agree
crashing into a tree
that she was right. By the way, here's she puts the recipe in here. It's a 2 3.5-ounce bags of Chester's butter-flavored popcorn.
Did you just say Chester?
Sort of got to here. 1 cup of butter. Do not substitute. Make sure it's soft room temperature. 1 cup of brown sugar, 1/2 cup of light corn syrup, and 1 teaspoon of baking soda. Dump the puff corn in a large roaster pan. Put butter, corn syrup, and brown sugar in a 2-quart saucepan and order in that order or the brown sugar will burn. It'll burn, I tell you.
Burn,
and
baby,
don't you dare
burn.
Take your clothes off before climbing onto the roof to go down the chimney.
Bring to a boil and cook for 2 minutes, stirring occasionally. Add the baking soda. This will cause the caramel mixture to foam up.
Leave the brown sugar at room temperature so it doesn't burn your nipples.
Oh. Hey, yo.
That's running out, so I'm going to start our end music while I finish this recipe here. Yeah. Pour evenly the puff corn in the roaster pan and bake in a 250-degree oven, stirring every 10 to 15 minutes. Remove from oven and immediately spread out onto wax paper to cool. After 30 minutes, I filled Christmas treat bags and tins. I can't thank Lynn, Ashley, Beverly, and Michelle enough for sharing this recipe.
Beverly! Michelle!
Tomorrow is a brand new year and a chance to put away the old and bring in the new. I pray 2015 will be a year of peace with just enough challenges to bring growth and contentment.
Motherfucker!
Happy New Year!
And bitches. The fuck is this happening right now?
And one last thought.
Shit's hella tight.
As always, be kind to each other. The world needs more kindness.
Word up, G.
Yeah, she is an OG.
I think we need to like just put a picture of her out on the when we post this episode so people can see that picture in your voices.
Mama Tobias is hella bitching.
She. Here you go, Sam. Take a look.
Oh shit!
Mama Tobias.
And she might need some braces.
Oh my god.
She looks. She kind of looks like she has some gold teeth.
Probably
in that one.
She's a gangster. She rolls with the gold, baby.
She
just
does.
To show her wealth. She pulled her own teeth out.
Diana's next.
So that is that's small town news for this episode of the Nate Darling Show.
I like how that escalated.
Sorry, you know, the roots just make everything better. See, Kareem, this is why we steal black music, just to make stuff better.
It works.
I get it.
It works.
Apologize.
Where's she headed from? She don't know.
if there were a couple of little hiccups in the middle of the show where we overmodulated, sorry about that. But overall, I think it was pretty good, and we ended on a high note. So that's
Black Thought is bad.
By the way, Kareem, did you see Top 5?
Not yet.
Ah, damn it! I want to talk about Top 5. I'm going to talk about Top 5 on the Friday show. Questlove did the score for the movie.
Yes. He did.
And it's a really, really good score. So we'll talk about that on Friday's episode. Till then.
From the rich man.
Be kind to each other because the world needs more kindness. Originals.
When this motherfuckers.
Shit don't fall in my hand. Because I know how to steal. Never against my love again.